Don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. All right, we continue on with this conversation, and you know the Eric Dickerson comments that were made on a podcast out in L.A. saying that the NFL, but then it only had said one person, told him that it was kind of within the league to not draft Shadur, and then when the Browns were in the fifth round, they were going to pick somebody else. And that someone told them to pick him. So, I mean, you take it for what it's worth. To me,
it's also revisionist history. They picked him.
Yeah.
They got
there really isn't much to it at this point.
I think people are excited that he's here, too. And I tell you what, I'm not picking sides on any of this here. I've been so impressed with the kid from a lot of standpoints. And what another one being that up until now, he's always been coached by his dad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, going way back, and the fact that the way he's come in, kind of embraced and accepted some hard coaching and understanding that he's got a long way to go here before he's ready to be an NFL starting quarterback, I think is quite refreshing. And I'm not sure it's what people expected out of him. Like there was right. there was an assumption and a perception about him. And I think he's kind of shot down that narrative to a degree.
And if I think I got this right, just listening to what he said yesterday, the Eagles game was the first game he hasn't started since high school.
Maybe
I'm sure he probably started every game as a high school senior.
I mean, he's been arguably the best player on every team he's ever played on. So
right.
This has been like, and again, I like the humility that he's shown to this point as well. He knows he's got a lot to learn.
I think the point that I enjoyed yesterday was like, when they tell me it's my time, I will be ready. When they turn the lights on, they know exactly what they're going to get, and they're going to be happy with what they get,
given more time to cook. Yeah, I also liked how he talked about how the effect that Tyler Huntley has had on him in coming in, and you know, in talking to
Kevin. So does Huntley get hired to be a coach then?
Potentially. I mean, in talking to Kevin Stefanski over the last couple of years,
they love
Huntley. Like he brings, there's an energy about him. There's a professionalism about him that you know is good for all these young guys.
But I also earlier in the week, or was it this week or last, I can't remember. They're starting to play together. They asked Flacco about some of the other quarterbacks, and Joe's like, "Yeah, I'm rooting for these guys, and I want to help them. But I'm here to do a job. Like, if they wanted Joe Flacco to train Gabriel or Sanders, then they should have hired him as a coach. That's not what he's here for.
Joe's not ready. Joe is not at that point in his career either. He's a 40-year-old who feels like he can still play at a high level, and in watching him out there, I think he can as well.
All right, ton of phone calls right now.
Let's go.
Let's start with Lars in Shaker Heights. Hi, Lars. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, this was almost the first draft where we had two Mr. Irrelevance. But what I want to talk to you guys about is Oasis. The first time they were in Cleveland.
Yeah, you're losing me, Lars, dude. I just know a couple of their songs. So, I mean, I would advise you, just as a good friend of the Odyssey family, give my friends at NCX a call. I don't even, thank you, Lars. Sorry, I know everyone, these guys like, you like Oasis. I like their music. I don't know enough to talk about them, but good for him. Appreciate that. Thanks, Lars. Not trying to be mean. I'm just, this isn't the format. Jamar is in Chicago. Hi, Jamar.
How you doing?
Good. How are things in Chicago, my friend?
Oh, man, pretty good. Nice weather. Can't complain.
All right. We'll take it.
Hey, I want y'all to, how y'all program director, go look up July 30th of Dan Patrick. He said the same thing. He said a source called him.
Oh, okay.
And said that they made the call to the Cleveland Browns to draft Shadur.
What if it's the same guy?
It might be.
Yeah.
But part two to the whole discussion was that why would they do that to him? If y'all don't remember, Deion Sanders went on a talk show tour, a morning tour, saying how he's going to pull a Eli.
I do remember that. Yep.
You remember?
Yeah.
And then I also remember
there was a snippet that was out there where they kind of laughed when they said Cleveland and Flacco's the quarterback there. I don't know if you caught that one.
Yeah.
Shadur didn't say anything. His dad just kind of chuckled about Joe being the quarterback here. And then he said, I played against him. That's all.
All right. Now, I had your program to look up NFL honors, red carpet. When Shadur walked up on Roger Goodell and said, can my brother get access? And Roger Goodell said, I'm worried about your father.
Well, he's sick. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, I got to tell you, Well, Jamar, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, Deion, I mean, wow. I mean, if you talk about the health issues that he's had over the last year.
Yeah,
I mean, and here's what I really, really like about Deion was that did you see the press conference with him on after he came out and said that they talked about the surgery and they basically built him a new bladder, right? Mm. And, like, the way Deion tackled a super awkward point in his life that some of us, that we all, let's be honest, 99.9% of us take for granted the way our body works, okay? Deion's body's now working in a different way. And, like, there's very few times I've ever heard stuff like this. And it was, it reminds me of a conversation I had with Jim Tressel once. Where I was talking to Deion, a friend of mine, their son had cancer and it was young and they caught it early. And because you know, in our world, like we don't ask for autographs. We're not trying to build friends. We're just trying to tell stories. Right. And along the way, we do become friends with some people. And I remember, it was somewhere Jim was doing, like, I don't know if it was a book signing or it was after something. And I walked up to him and I said, Jim, I never asked this of anybody. I go, but a friend of mine, young son, huge Ohio State fan, is there any chance, I do have a football in my car, is there any way you could sign this football for him, for a kid with cancer? And Jim looked me right in the eye and he's like, well, tell me about it. And I was like, oh man, I shouldn't have asked him. And it wasn't that I shouldn't have asked him just because it was awkward, man. You know as well as I do. But it wasn't for me. It was for a kid that had cancer. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to do this, even though I probably shouldn't. And Jim looked me in the eye and he goes, hey, what stage is he in? And we talked about that. And he just looked me right in the eye. He goes, we can beat this. We can change the world.
Wow.
And he goes, you know, we've got great doctors in Columbus and they know what they're doing. And like all of a sudden I went and talked to him and I was like, I felt like this kid was, you know, on the final road, and Jim totally changed my life. And it just gave me one of those, it was an epiphany moment where despite your perspective on something, there are people on this earth that kind of can change the way you think about things. And again, we're talking about cancer. We're not talking about anything else.
And the ones that have the platform and do something with it are even more.
And I got to tell you, when I watched Shador do that press, or not Shador, when I watched Deion do that press conference, I just like I lit up because I kept thinking anybody that's got, you know, bladder issues, bladder cancer, anything like that, that he just gave those people a sense of normalcy and hope. Yeah. And, you know, just even if you've, I'm like, I can't, I don't know. It was one of those moments where, you know, it's real easy to be super negative. It's real easy to be down. It's easy to feel the depression on that. But there are certain people that can lift you up in the world. Yeah. And Deion is one of those guys.
Yeah. And I know he's polarizing and I know he rubs some people the wrong way, right? With some of his comments and some of the flash and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I, you know, deep down though, I think he's a loving father that, you know, is taking care of his boys and, you know, usually says the right thing. I was in fact, I came across a clip yesterday where he was addressing his current team out of Colorado and he was talking about how his expectation for them on a daily basis in terms
I saw that.
How they should be dressed for class.
And don't be wearing flip flops into class.
If I catch you with sliders, you're in trouble. And if I catch you with a hoodie on in the lecture room, you're in big trouble or what have you. And so those little things, I mean, he's trying to shape lives and shape young men's lives. And I think that's admirable. That's a great story about Tressel, by the way. That gave me chills.
Oh, it was one of those moments that kind of, and by the way, you know, I had one of those moments with Deion early in my career when I was in Columbus. Deion was playing, was he playing in Louisville? Minor league. He was playing minor league baseball, still playing football. And he was over at Cooper Stadium, old Cooper Stadium. And the Yankees were the team there. So they're like, this is really behind the scenes stuff. But when you're a TV crew, you can't have TV cameras in the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium before the game. I don't know why that rule exists. It was just Yankee Stadium for a while. I don't know if it still exists or where they are with that. And if you walked in there with a camera, man, they made you feel like you were 2 feet tall.
It was over, yeah.
Yeah, and especially it was the Yankees. So it was kind of the same feeling when I walked into the clubhouse in...
This was in Columbus?
Yeah, so he was about to play for the Reds. It was Louisville at the time. I think Louisville was still there.
The AAA affiliate.
Yeah.
And so, Columbus was the New York's.
Yeah. And so they were, so I walk in, I walk in the clubhouse and it's just awkward. Like you're, I was like 20, maybe, I don't even know if I was 30.
I remember those days.
Yeah. You know, you walk into a clubhouse and you're nervous already because you're like, you're about to go interview Deion Sanders, or at least you don't even have anything set up. It's just open locker room. So you walk in and I walked up to Deion and I was like, hey, Andy Baskin from Channel 10, just nice to meet you. Do you have a minute to talk? And he looked at me and he was like, about what? And I was like, well, I go, it's not about baseball. And then he looked at me again and he goes, well, what's it about? And I said, Deion, I heard that you come to Columbus sometimes and you preach on Sunday mornings at this place called the Stadium. And his eyes lit up. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, what do you want to talk about? And I go, I really want to talk about Pastor Forbes, this guy that runs this place, because it was a guy that started a Bible study at Ohio State out of a basement. And he had a couple of Ohio State football players that were going there. And eventually they had enough money.
It turned into something.
Yeah. And it turned into something. And they ended up building like this place called the Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And so Deion just, like, he gave me like 15 minutes. And, you know, especially when you're used to like getting three. And like, I never forgot that.
You became a fan. Yeah.
And so he was into it. But so, I mean, there's a lot of inspirational good stuff. All right. We got to take a break before I get yelled at. 216-474-0092. We'll roll on. I know a lot of people want to talk about this. We got to get to the Guardians too at some point here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in.